Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you ever have a topic for Savage or Sensible, you can always reach out to us. This one we got on our Instagram. You can follow us there at 98PXY Rochester. This is pure neighbor savagery.
It is. Ashley wrote to us, this is the letter my parents got from a next door neighbor that I think is completely savage. And it reads, I won't say the names.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring something to your attention and ask a favor as a quote-unquote friendly and neighborly
okay.
as possible.
Can I stop you there? It's never good when that's in quotations.
No, definitely not. I'll be showing the house to potential buyers on Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd, between the hours of 12 and 9 p.m. Many potential buyers consider barking dogs a quote-unquote deal breaker. And that's in bold. Barking dogs a deal breaker is in bold. I can't concentrate.
See how distracting it would be to be these neighbors?
I would be greatly appreciate you not leaving your dogs outside barking on those days during the indicated hours. I understand you can't keep the dogs in all day. However, I'm requesting that when you place them outside to, now this is bold and italicized.
Okay, good, yeah.
Please supervise them to ensure that they do not bark.
Oh, bark, okay.
It's imperative that I'm able to stop it! It's imperative that I'm able to show my house by the best possible means and without driving away potential buyers that will be decent neighbors and assets to the neighborhood, which also will be beneficial to you.
God.
Your cooperation will be more than appreciated. Thank you in advance.
I love that little spot at the end there. Everything in the beginning is purely selfish, and then it's, well, this will benefit you too. And this vague, half-assed attempt.
They're not wrong in the sense that the people who are okay with the barking dogs.
Oh, did you say barking dogs?
All right. I'm going to leave.
Well, I need to point this out because that's really annoying, right?
It's maddening.
Can you imagine?
It's maddening.
Can you imagine? Just think about this for a second, that you went to this open house and you're checking out this beautiful home and it's a nice neighborhood. And wow.
So quiet and peaceful.
It's really quiet out here. You know, maybe you hear a little lawnmower off in the distance. Not a big deal.
Well, you know how much I hate that sound.
That's right. And then imagine the first day you move in. Nonstop. That's why this is completely savage, because you're asking essentially them to, in a weird way, it's kind of a lie.
Well, because you're saying, I don't want them to know that your dogs bark all day, every day.
But unless the follow-up thing is, hey, sold the house to so-and-so, and they've requested to never have your dogs bark. It's a lie. This is completely savage. I can't believe they went out of their way and wrote this letter and did it. All you needed to know this was savage for the fact that they put friendly and neighborly in quotations.
I think that there is a way to address this. Like, you should have addressed it when you lived there. Like, it shouldn't even be about the open house and showing the house. It should be, in general, like, hey, your dogs are barking nonstop and it's disrupting our quality of life. Like, that should be the point. I actually agree with you that it is savage to go the route of
lie.
You're trying, right. You're trying to fool.
It's a scheme.
The potential buyers.
Right.
I agree with you there. I think that, they should address it in general, that can the dogs, because we're actually having an issue in our neighborhood right now, my parents, in their neighborhood, where there's a dog that is barking nonstop.
Oh, you said a dog is barking in your neighborhood? What?
Thank you. God, are you doubling up? What is that? Why does it get louder at the end?
I don't know.
So it is maddening.
Wow, it must be really tough to go to your parents'
Stop!
Now. It's just...
Oh my God, it sounds like I'm there. I feel like I'm there. Wow. Interesting. This text coming through at 69822. Savage, they should be aware of dogs if they're going to be living in the home.
You would think.
I don't know. I went into this thinking sensible, and
swayed you?
You have swayed me. You brought about a point that I didn't think about at first.
Huh, well,
so I'm going to say savage too.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Team Savage. Tenley on Facebook, though, did bring up an interesting point. And,
okay.
And I do see what they're saying. If you're looking to buy a house, you might want to drive around at different times to observe what's up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, if they sell this house on the premise that there's no barking dogs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of like the couple that buys it didn't really do their homework.
Well, I liken
it's still
to
a lie, but
I liken it to looking at apartments during the day versus at night.
If you
go
yes,
during
exactly.
the day when everybody's at work, it's going to be so quiet and peaceful and nice in the building. And then if you come back at night when everybody's home, you're hearing TVs, you're hearing music, people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Lord only knows what else. Parties.
Sure.
So yeah,
fireworks.
You're right. Sure.
Perhaps. I don't know. Maybe.
God.
Dogs barking.
Oh, jeez. We get it, Corey. We get it. You're having way too much fun with the sound drops. We get it. I don't know. So we agree for once.
So what you're saying is I'm right.
No.
Well, we didn't agree. We went into this disagreeing, and then I won you over with my argument.
No,
so I believe.
I just thought about it.
I
thought more about it.
I believe that means that I was right,
and that
you were wrong.
Thought
and
a little more into
and you were
it,
conceding.
All.
You're conceding to me.
Absolutely
I'm being right.
Not ever.
So you're
I will
wrong.
Never ever concede. To
I'm
anything
right.
that you do or say.
You're wrong.
No. No.
Okay. Let's go to the poll.
Okay.
98pxy.com to see if everyone else agrees with me. Probably.
Probably
always,
not.
Almost always right.
I don't
almost
rare.
Always right.
Very rare.
70 Sensible asking your neighbor to keep their barking dogs inside while you show your house to buyers. 80% of the vote is saying.
Savagery.
All right. So they agree with me. Good.
No.
Good day.
Agree with me.
Good day,
don't,
sir.
Don't hijack my victory.
No, this was great.
Get out of here.
This is great.
Get out.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.